Good morning, Crossway. Yeah, we have to turn one. Anyone? Yeah. So, well, today we are going to look at like edifying one another. That will be our topic for reflections, for meditations this morning, or building up one another. Anyone of this topic. So let us again ask the Lord so that the Spirit of God would speak to our hearts so that we may hear the still small voice of our Heavenly Father. Let us again pray and ask the Lord to speak to us. Our dear Heavenly Father, may your name be glorified. May the meditation of my heart and the words of my mouth will be acceptable in your sight, O Lord. Kindly speak to us, Lord, so that we may grow in our faith in you and so that we may love you, Lord, more than anything else of this world. We praise you. We thank you for this beautiful new day and the new life and the wonderful fellowship that we could come together in your holy presence. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. So again, once again, the topic for today will be edifying one another, building up one another. In words and deed. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verse 11 to 15. Before that, God has instituted three institutions. We call them like family, government, and then we have church. And church is a divine institution instituted by God himself, known as body of Christ, redeemed body of Christ by the blood of Jesus Christ, purchased by the blood of Jesus Christ, reconciled with our Heavenly Father, adopted and chosen by him alone. So we are known as God's holy people. One body of Christ the Lord. So we gathered together, remembering his goodness, praising his holy name, and then edifying each other. That is the body of Christ that we are talking about, or we will be talking about this morning. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. You are doing. Now we ask you, brothers and sisters, to acknowledge those who work hard among you, who care for you in the Lord, and who admonish you. Hold them in the highest regard in love because of their work. Live in peace with each other. And we urge you, brothers and sisters, one, those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pay back wrong for wrong, but always strive to do what is good for each other and for everyone else. And then we read Romans chapter 14, verse 19. Let us therefore make every effort to do what leads to peace and mutual edifications. Again, from Romans chapter 12, verse 5. So in Christ, we, the many, form one body. And each member belongs to all the others. In Ephesians chapter 4, verse 16, again, he makes the whole body fit together perfectly, as each part does its own special work. It helps the other parts grow, so that the whole body is healthy and growing and full of love. That we are going to reflect on this morning. The word edify means to build up, to strengthen, to encourage, and to help someone grow in Christ alone. God calls us to encourage, strengthen, and build one another in faith, love, and holiness. And all the apostles or the disciples in first century, they were writing to the community who were dispersed, as well as who stayed in the Jerusalem, who were under very severe persecutions, who were united together, worshiping the Lord our Savior daily in the houses. They were unitedly helping each other. They were every day breaking bread and remembering the death of our Lord Jesus Christ. They were building up each other. They were praying for each other. So all the disciples, the Apostle Paul, Peter, James, all others who wrote the letters were writing to this redeemed community. And today, that is very relevant for us as we are redeemed community of Christ, the body of Christ. So the first point is edifying each other or building up one another through the Word of God. God's Word is light to our feet. As Colossians chapter 3 verse 16 says, let the Word of Christ dwell in you richly, teaching and admonishing one another. The foundation of all spiritual growth is the Word of God. Our faith and practices are based on Word of God, centered on Christ, for the glory of God. So therefore, when Scripture fills our hearts, it naturally overflows into our conversations, into our prayers and relationship. Thereby, we build up each other. We speak God's word. So encouraging, edifying each other should be done through the Word of God, the very Word of God, as we read in 1 Peter, speak as you speak very Word of God to each other. Because that divides our hearts, pierces our souls, joins our hearts and minds and thoughts, whereby we edify mutually and we grow in our Lord Jesus Christ. When we read Nehemiah chapter 8, verse 5 to 12, this is the time where the people of God came from Babylonian exiles. They returned to their homeland. And they saw that everything was destroyed. They have to rebuild everything, resettle in their homeland. Ezra opened the book. All the people could see him because he was standing above them. As he opened it, the people all stood up. They honored while Ezra was reading God's word. Ezra praised the Lord, the great God, and all the people lifted their hands and responded, Amen. Amen. Then they bowed down and worshipped the Lord with their face to the ground, humbling and praising their heavenly Father. The Levites, Jeshua, Bani, Servia, Jamin, Akub, Sabbathai, Hodiah, Masias, Kelita, Azariah, Jozabad, Hannah, and Peleah instructed all of these leaders, God's people, instructed the people in the law while the people were standing there. They read from the book of the law of God, making it clear and giving the meaning so that the people would understood what was being read. Here we see not only one person, the priest Ezra, is reading the law of the Lord, but other people, they are helping. They are joining. We see the teamwork here. Encouraging each other, edifying each other, building up each other, giving clearly articulating the meaning of the law to the people, those who are standing and hearing. So that we find here. Then Nehemiah the governor again, and Ezra the priest and teacher of the law, and the Levites who were instructing the people said to them all, "This day is holy to the Lord your God. Do not mourn or weep." For all the people had been weeping as they listened to the words of the Lord. They were remembering how they disobeyed and how they went to the Babylonians, how they were living there, oppressed and were severely tortured, and how the Lord God Almighty brought them from Babylon. So they were remembering all what they have done wrong and what the Lord has done good to them. As a result, they were weeping. They were crying, remembering God's goodness in the midst of even in the Babylons. Remembering God's faithfulness in the midst of their disobedience. And weeping as the word of the Lord was being read by all those God's people. Nehemiah said, go and enjoy choice food and sweet drinks. And send some to those who have nothing prepared. Here we see that not only they are encouraging through God's word, they are also asking them to eat food and sweet drinks and also give to the people those who are in need, those who have not prepared. Word plus action that we see here. This day is holy to our Lord. Do not grieve, for the joy of the Lord is your strength. The Levites calmed all the people. Peace came to the minds and hearts of the people as they heard God's voice, saying, be still, for this is a holy day. Do not grieve. That we find here, how God's people, when they were starting their rebuilding the walls and the houses, and they were trying to settle themselves, and the word of the Lord came to them, and the people were so encouraged. They were edified. This is the time when the people returned from Babylon, Babylonian exile. They were physically, mentally, and spiritually weak. Ezra stood on a wooden platform and read the law. The Levites explained the meaning so the people could understand. The result is, the people wept in repentance. They rejoiced in God's mercy. They renewed their covenant. The faithfulness of the Lord never ceases. They remember the covenant of the Lord. Their faith was strengthened again in the Lord. The word encouraged the broken hearts and empowered them to rebuild a broken nation again. So when we as God's people, redeemed community, encouraged one another with mutual edifications, we are strengthened. The broken hearts or the weary hearts are encouraged, build up. And the point two we find here, through encouragement and exhortations. In 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 11, Apostle Paul is telling to the believers, encourage one another and build up each other up. That is the way how God's people, the body of Christ, should encourage each other. Well, recently, I got three complaints from three people because my daughter is growing, so she has to explore so many things. She has to ask many questions. Why this is? What is that? Why it is happening? So the first complaint came from my wife. Oh, my daughter's name is Alpha. So some people crack jokes and telling me when Omega will come. But we do not know that. So my wife complained me, oh, she's irritating, disturbing me a lot. And then second, my youngest brother, oh, Alpha is disturbing me. And third is my mother. And I'm the only one to fight back. Then I told, because it is a summer vacation, she is missing her friends in the school. So she is running after all of you. So you have to understand her. I did not say my wife, why are you telling like that? You should not say like that. But I calmly, peacefully told her, this is summer vacation, so she is missing her friends. And there they understood they have to try to adjust with her. If I would have told, you should not say that. Why you are telling that? Oh, you're not good. You're not taking care of only one child. Then you know what will be the condition. There will be huge fight. So it is really needed how we navigate or how we understand the situation and wisely speak to each other. So I spoke the same words to three of them, and they understood. So I hope, maybe in future, the grandson of our Pastor John would pull his hair on the head. So hopefully, Karen may say, he's exploring. So maybe, so just kidding. Yeah. So how we encourage each other when we read Ephesians chapter 4, verse 29, do not let any unwholesome talk comes out from your mouths, but only what is helpful for building others up according to their needs, that it may benefit those who listen. Encouragement is not a suggestion, it is a command here. The early church survived persecution because believers strengthened one another. They stood to each other in the midst of suffering, in the midst of discouragement, fleeing away from the hands of Nero and other persecutors. Example, we find Barnabas. Barnabas is called the son of encouragement. He encouraged the new believers in Antioch. When he went from Jerusalem to Antioch to see, the Jerusalem church heard that there are believers in Antioch. They are growing in the Lord. They newly accepted the Lord Jesus as their Savior. So only one person from Jerusalem to Antioch is going, that is Barnabas, to find out the news is real or not. So when he went to Antioch, he found that these new believers are unitedly praying and growing in the Lord and in their faith in the Lord. And he was so encouraged, and he encouraged them to grow more and more in the Lord, the Savior. He stood beside Paul when others doubted him. Jerusalem's church heard that when Paul was going to Damascus to persecute the Christians, he got the visions from the Lord and he was transformed. But all of them in the Jerusalem church were doubting. They were in fear. They were having questions. Is it real that he is transformed? Found Jesus on the way to Damascus? And Barnabas had to step into the middle of them and said, yes, it is real. Let me go and bring him. He stood with Paul, beside Paul, and encouraged him. He restored John Mark after his failures. Paul later said, Mark is useful to me in ministry in 2 Timothy chapter 4, verse 11. Paul said to Luke, please bring Mark again. Although they departed, he said to him, please bring him again. He is very useful in the ministry. So that we see how the people of God were encouraging each other, building up each other, even in the first century. Barnabas shows that encouragement can restore broken servant and revive ministry. So as we people of God, we need to encourage each other and exhort each other and build up each other in Christ. A simple word of encouragement can lift a discouraged soul, restore a weary servant, and strengthen a struggling believer. That we see here how God's people did. Today's generation, especially in the universities or in the schools or young generations, they crack jokes, but with dirty words. Many of them, I have heard in the universities, just to make fun and laugh, they crack jokes, but with dirty words. We can crack jokes with good words, and we can laugh. But today's generation is, because of social medias and all, we are driven into an unwholesome talk, empty words which do not benefit, just give a pleasing smile and laughing for a moment, but those words definitely will not build up each other or build our career or our life. The third point we find here is edifying each other or building up one another through love, fellowship, and service. When we read 1 Corinthians chapter 16 verse 14, we read here, let all that you do be done in love. Love is the heartbeat of Christian edifications. Without love, even spiritual gifts become noise. They worship, ate, and fellowship together. As I spoke about first century believers, when we read Acts chapter 2, verse 46 to 47, they broke bread in their homes and ate together with glad and sincere hearts. In that way, they edified each other. They sowed the love of God towards each other. They encouraged one another through consistent fellowship. They prayed earnestly for one another. When we read Acts chapter 12, verse 5, the church was earnestly praying to God for him, for Peter, while he was in the prison. They encouraged one another through intercessory prayer. When Peter was in prison, the church gathered to pray. Their prayer brought comfort, unity, and even a miracle's deliverance. So when people of God prayed together, fellowship together, there will something happen that will be like comfort, and there will be miracles and even healings. And that is the example of how God's people, they did in the first century. They shared everything and met each other's need. In Acts chapter 2, verse 44 to 45, all the believers were together, had everything in common. They gave to anyone as he or she had in need. They encouraged one another through sacrificial generosity. No one in the early church was left alone in poverty or in need. Their giving strengthened the weak and uplifted the discouraged. And God provides through his people. God blesses each other through his people. He is the source of all blessings, and he brings people to bless one another. I remember while I was doing my bachelor degree in the Bible seminary, I used to give like shirts or pens or anything possible or whatever I see someone is in need of. I remember one of my friend from Nepal who was in need of clothes, so I donated him. To be honest, God never withhold any good things for his people. He is not debt for anyone. Even he showers rains on godly and ungodly, because he created everyone. I'm not telling that when we give, then God gives. God gives even we don't give. Because he loves us, because he created us. So what I'm telling is, I have seen that when I gave someone, in return God has blessed me in a different ways. In a very, very miraculous ways. Even I remember when someone saw my shoe socks was torn. I never noticed that, but someone noticed. And someone, he or she, I do not know till today, they placed the new socks under my pillow. And when I was trying to clean, I found the new one. And till today, I do not know who is he or she. So God does something unique. I'm not saying that God has placed that. Someone has placed that. And because of God speaking to them, leading to them. So God does in a very tremendous way that we never ever experience. And he does all these things so that his people would share testimony and then build up one another. Encouraging one another. And that is the way how God wants to use his people to help each other for his glory. And the fourth point is building of one another through spiritual gifts. Every believers, every one of us are gifted with spiritual gifts. To each one is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. It is our responsibility how we find that gift or understand that I'm given this gift, so I should help. For example, God gives strength to lift up the chair. or benches. God gives, sometimes God treasures his words in the hearts of some people, and when we speak to them, the word of God comes out from their mouth. Everybody cannot speak always the word of God. But God uses some people filling of his word to speak to one another and build up each other. And some people are very quick to understand how to fix the laptop or to PowerPoint or to operate all the music stuffs. So God gives different people different gifts for the common good and for the mutual edifications, for building up each other. And that we see in our church, in Crossway. How God leads people to go to the elderly home and sing song and lead them and help them to grow in the Lord. And the people, those who are there, elderly people, those who do not know the Lord, to share the love of God to them. Everybody cannot speak to the elderly people the way they want to hear. So there are gifted people. God pours out his love and care for elderly people, and they go there and they do that work and they build up each other. There are young people, they want to, God gives them talents and gifts to interact with the young people and then build them up in the Lord. So it is how we identify the spiritual gifts or the natural gifts that we have to use for the common good of one another. It's very important. In 1 Peter chapter 4, verse 10 to 11, as we read, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms, singing song, playing music, and leading God's people to worship in spirit and truth. If anyone speak, they should do as one who speak the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength God provides. So when people of God intentionally engage in building up each other, God provides the strength. He covers his people with his grace to serve one another effectively, powerfully for God's glory. Because we all are God's people. We are redeemed people. We are sons and daughters of God. And he knows our weaknesses and our strength. And he knows how to lead us to help each one or each other to grow in him. So it is not that he gives gifts and leave us alone. He comes along with us. He goes before us. He stands beside us. And he strengthens us to build up one another. That is the word of the Lord that God says in his word. He provides strength so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Every believer has a gift. No one is useless. No one is unnecessary. But everyone is a gifted and useful vessel in the body of Christ for advancing the kingdom of God. And that is the reality of our life. And it's very important that you and I are understanding the gifts that we have received and use it to build up each other for the glory of our Heavenly Father. Christ gave apostles, prophets, evangelists, pastors, and teachers to equip the saints for the work of ministry, for building up the body of Christ, so that each one of them may use or serve, and it says, so that all of them may grow in the maturity in Christ. The church grows when every member uses their gift. Your gift, whether teaching, serving, giving, praying, or encouraging, builds the church. That is the reality. So never ever let us thought that I'm useless, I cannot do anything. There is something in each one of us that we can contribute for the building of each other, for the benefits of the kingdom of God. We are God's people. God calls us to be builders, not spectators. The church becomes strong when we build each other through the word. The church becomes strong when we encourage and exhort one another. The church becomes strong when we love and serve sacrificially and use our spiritual gifts faithfully. And that is the way that we build up each other. When God's people edify one another, build up one another, the church becomes strong in faith in Christ alone. United in love, powerful in mission, a light to the nations, grow in maturity in Christ. So therefore, as God's people, when we read Ephesians, Paul says, you are God's holy people, children of light, redeemed by his blood, adopted as his sons and daughters. So therefore, let us continue to uphold mutual affections and edifications so that Christ may be glorified among us and we may grow more and more into his likeness. This is the word of the Lord. May the Lord bless each one of us as we serve each other continuously. It is not that we are not doing, we are doing. And the today's message is to encourage each one of us to do more and more, to build up each other, and to glorify our Heavenly Father. So thank you so much. May the Lord bless each one of us through this short sharing.